Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, February 15th, 2006. And please note that today's podcast is a bit longer than normal due to the joy as I prepared a specific text used in today's message. Today's message is titled, God Will Not Forget.
God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown Him as you have helped His people and continue to help them. Hebrews 6:10.
One of the dominant sources of difficulty in ministry is discouragement. All we who seek to serve the Lord by ministering to others are aware of this. We may not see the results we would like. We may see little or no evidence that our work is actually making any difference. Perhaps we sense no receptiveness. And in some cases, people fall away from the truth.
When we were in New England several weeks ago, we met a fellow pastor who now serves in Boston. Pastor Cristo Camara is from Sierra Leone, a small country in West Africa. He was with another pastor friend of ours helping to prepare the church for the wedding that Stephen was to officiate. We visited for a few minutes, and he shared with us a common association we have.
George Heminger went to Africa on a steamship as a young single man in 1928 with the call of God to reach the lost. He arrived in Sierra Leone and preached the gospel of Christ. He mailed a proposal for marriage back to the States, which took 1 month to reach his future wife and another month for him to get her affirmative answer. He returned to the States for his marriage, and both he and his new wife went back to Africa in 1935.
They faithfully served the people of Sierra Leone most of their adult lives until their retirement in the mid-70s. Stephen's brother, who also pastors, is married to their only child, Laverne.
They never lost the burden and love they had for the African people. I remember their home was full of all kinds of neat stuff from Africa. I'm quite sure there are several on the Daily Encouragement list who recall meeting Brother Heminger. He is the kind of person that if you ever met him and heard any of his stories and witnessed his passion, you're unlikely to forget him. He went on to be with the Lord in 1984, and I recall the powerful sense of his life's purpose at his funeral, conducted by my brother. They also had a memorial service in Freetown, the capital city of Sierra Leone.
When Stephen shared with Cristo Camara several weeks ago, he found that he's among those who Pastor Heminger impacted for Christ. His last association with Pastor Heminger goes back over 30 years ago when he was a young man. Yet the fruit of his faithful service for God goes on.
Today's verse is such a powerful truth. Let me kind of comment on it verse by verse or phrase by phrase. God is not unjust. He will not forget. Isn't that a powerful verse that bolsters our assurance of ministry impact?
Your work. Pastor Heminger is now in the great cloud of witnesses, but God has not forgotten his work. That which is done for Christ goes on. It has lasting, eternal impact, and God does not forget about it.
You can be assured he does not forget about your work either. And it goes on to state in Hebrews 6:10, and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. And that is what God does not forget. We show our love for God as we help his people. Readers in this encouragement series are involved in scores of different ministries. Even among the several hundred on this list that I know personally, I consider the variety of ways we serve the Lord. We all have spiritual descendants, those we lead to faith and disciple. Pastor Camara and the church in Boston is actually a continuance of the faithful work of Brother Heminger.
Consider the sense of the phrase, continue to help them. It surely speaks of faithfulness and steadfastness in our service. My goal, as much as I am able, is to continue to help God's people, whether it is those I have personally met or the many who know Stephen and me through this internet ministry.
But there's another sense that we continue to help God's people. We do so through our spiritual descendants. Those whom we help, in turn, help others. That is a tremendous source of joy. 2 Timothy 2, verse 2 expresses this principle. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others. In this sense, our ministry impact continues through those we have helped and may very well do so long after we have left this earthly home.
I wonder if Pastor Heminger saw in the life of a very young Christo Camara a future warrior for the kingdom of God. Did he ever imagine that Christo would reach the lost, not in the Timba Church in Freetown, Sierra Leone, but in Boston, Massachusetts?
What about you? We often see the fruit of our labors, but only in part. But you know what? What we see represents the tip of the iceberg of our spiritual impact. Let us remember that God does not forget our work or the love we show for others.
Jesus, I thank you for the diligence and passion of great missionaries, pastors, evangelists, songwriters, and others who reach the lost in this world. Sometimes I feel that my impact on others is so insignificant in comparison, but you've called me to make a difference in the circle of influence where you strategically placed me. I'm reminded by Scripture today that you will be the one who evaluates my effectiveness. It is not the visible fruit of my labors that determines my calling, but it is obedience to your word that helps me to continue in the work you've called me to do. Help me to be faithful.
Amen. That prayer is my prayer as well, and I urge it to be every listener's prayer today. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We share this ministry out of our home here in rural Mountjoy, Pennsylvania, in Lancaster County in the south central part of the state. It's a joy to share all over the world through this, whether it's our email list, our updated website each day, or this podcast, or RSS feeds, or any other way. And we are grateful that God has led us into this type of ministry. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We welcome you to visit that site today. There are some pictures. One I took of Pastor Camara just a couple of weeks ago up in the Boston area, as well as a picture of the missionary I referred to, Pastor Heminger. If you'd like to go to that website again, it's www.dailyencouragement.net. And I welcome you to do so. Also have a posting there from an article that expounds on this topic that I wrote back in the 90s that comes to mind, titled Not in Vain, and written primarily to ministers at that time. And if you care to go to that, there is a link directly from the email post today or the website for February 15th, 2006. Well, have a great day today. Continue to stay faithful and encouraged. Let me close with one story. I actually haven't written even yet. I know this is a much longer podcast than normal, but it's amazing as you go through life. Back in October, we shared for a couple of weeks in a church about 25 miles away in York County. They were in between pastors. And the former pastor, retired and in his 90s, as I recall, or at least late 80s, was in the church. And recognizing my name, asked if we were related to the Hemingers. And it's actually my brother he's referring to, also, of course, Pastor Weber. And apparently, even though that the Hemingers last would have had itineration-type ministry back in the up to the perhaps early 70s, this man had still recalled him visiting churches, and he actually recalled that he was noted, apparently, the passion and love he had was so great for his work and the Lord and the African people that he often wept as he shared of his burden for souls. And that was still remembered to this day. Well, may God help each one of us to continue to stay faithful to his glorious call.